Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. Welcome to the show. So, lots of things to discuss, lots of things. Funny that, most people don't know the insider scoops that I know. I felt for a while now that probably number one on Trump's list for VP is Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson. And you know I believe that because I've said it when he appeared as a guest on my shows, on RAV and on Lindell TV. He made appearances, which means he was also on my radio show that you're listening to right now. Automatically, it's simulcast with the TV show. And I always said to Ben, you know, I hear you're the leading contender for vice president. What do you think? And he never wants to talk about it. Of course, you're never going to talk about something like that, but I wanted to get him on record. And today at the Gateway Pundit is an article by a very, important businessman who probably, I'm guessing, I'd never heard of him, but I'm guessing he's friends with Trump. And he writes all the reasons why Ben Carson would be the perfect VP. And I'm thinking that was planted by the campaign because I think that, you know, that's the man that Trump has chosen, I think, to be his VP. And it's certainly in first position. Maybe not. It's a done deal yet. Maybe there's five on the list. And Ben is number one, but that doesn't mean he gets it. But he's definitely testing the waters with Ben. So it was just funny that an article came out today about that. An article also came out today in the Nevada Independent, which I'm not a fan of. It's a very liberal organization run by a very disgusting human being. But that doesn't mean they don't break truthful stories sometimes about facts. And it's a fact that the Nevada legislature received $88,000 in donations from the Oakland A's after they voted to give the Oakland A's $388 million in taxpayer money to build their new Oakland A's baseball stadium in Las Vegas on the side of the Tropicana Hotel. I mean, this is to me the most incredible example of corruption in America that you could ever find, only surpassed by the Oakland Raiders, who became the Vegas Raiders, who literally stole $750 million from the taxpayers, the most money ever given by any taxpayers to any stadium in the history of the United States of America. The taxpayers of Las Vegas and Nevada gave $750 million to the Oakland Raiders, which became the Vegas Raiders, to build Allegiant Stadium, and they don't have to ever pay it back. I mean, I wouldn't even mind if you gave them loans with high interest and they could pay it back early and avoid most of the interest, and it got us a stadium and a great team and a lot of revenues. That's great. But why would I give them $750 million if the stadium's a hit and if the team's a hit and it goes up in value and the owner makes a lot of money? He doesn't owe the money back. It makes no sense. So guess what happened? I don't have the numbers in front of me, but and this is, even though it's a national show, it's a good story about Vegas because what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. This is representative of massive political corruption all over the United States. So we, the taxpayers of Nevada, give $750 million to the Raiders to build Allegiant Stadium, which costs, I think, $2.5 billion, and we chipped in $750 million, almost $1 billion. We don't ever get that money back. They don't owe it to us. Not a penny ever given back. I don't get that deal. Meanwhile, again, I don't have it in front of me, but I believe the Raiders were worth like just under or just at $2 billion when they moved from Oakland to Vegas, which was, what, 3 years ago? Now they're worth $6 billion. And if I'm off, it's because they're worth $8 billion. I think it was $6 billion in the last, a month ago, Forbes or Fortune came out with a number. The Raiders are worth $6 billion, but it could have been $8. So if it's worth six, that means he made $4 billion, Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, made $4 billion since he came to Vegas, and we gave him $750 million, and he doesn't owe it back. Why doesn't he say that again? Okay, $3 billion when they moved, and what are they worth now? 6.2. 6.2. So they went from $3 billion to $6 billion. They doubled in value, and the owner of the Raiders made all that money, and we gave him $750 million. He doesn't owe it back. Now, you explain that to me. So my question is, how much money did he give under the table to the politicians and in contributions over the table to the politicians who gave him the $750 million? Now that you've seen that the Oakland A's, who are now becoming the Las Vegas A's, now that you see that they gave out $88,000 in donations to almost all Democrats, by the way, in the legislature. And in return, those Democrats gave them $388 million to build the stadium that they're building on the side of the Tropicana. That's the greatest investment I've ever heard. Give someone $88,000, they give you $388 million of someone else's money. OPM, other people's money, the taxpayers' money. It's not even their money to give. They give him $388 million of your money, and then they, who got the $388 million, kick back $88,000 in campaign contributions to Democrats who then dominate the legislature. I mean, you explain to me the game there, and that's only the money you know about. To me, that number makes no sense. If someone gives you $388 million, you're going to give them more than $88,000, but maybe you give them $1 million. And $88,000 in campaign contributions above the books, and then below the radar and not on the books, you give them $1 million in offshore bank accounts or in briefcases or paper bags with, $100,000 each for each legislature. So maybe they gave $1 million or $2 million back of the $388 million, but they only show $88,000. It's just, I'm way too smart for these people. I know what's going on, and the public has no clue, and they think the public's dumb, and maybe the public is dumb or just clueless or just too busy working to think about this stuff, but I'm a smart businessman, and I know how business goes. Everyone greases wheels, and nobody gives you $388 million, even though it's other people's money. No one gives you $388 million. So that you can give them back $88,000, you better give them back $1 million or $2 million of that $388 million, maybe even $5 million of that $388 million. So it's really what's happening in our country is just incredible, just incredible. How long have I told you that the vaccines are poison? And I broke the story yesterday that internal documents at the CDC show that they knew there were deaths associated with the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine, and they hid it. They made believe it never happened, total cover-up, which is murder. I mean, that's mass murder. I don't know how else you explain it, and I said it from day one. Today, a news story's out. Moderna posts a $1.2 billion loss as sales of its COVID vaccine plunge by 94%. So a 94% drop, and that's because nobody wants the vaccine. And why does no one want the vaccine? Because study after study shows most people know someone who got the vaccine and dropped dead. As I've been telling you, I know a lot more people than most people. Most people have 100 people in their phone, right? Their phone address book, their phone address book in their iPhone. Most people know 100 people, 200 people. And if you're really popular, you might know 500 people. I have over 5,000 people in my cell phone. So I know just under 100 people have either died, dying, or very sick after being vaccinated. And people go, how could that be? How could you know 100 people, Wayne, that are dead or dying or very sick after being vaccinated with the COVID vaccine? Well, that's because I know a lot of people. I have 5,000 people in my phone address book. So I know lots of people, and I know lots of people who are sick and dead and dying. Everybody knows someone who got the COVID vaccine and then died soon thereafter, or got the COVID vaccine and died 6 months later, or 3 months later, or a year later, or someone who got the COVID vaccine and got a terrible heart attack, and they're still alive. I mean, I have a lot of friends who had got the vaccine, immediately got a terrible heart attack or a stroke, and they're still alive 2 years later, but their life will never be quite the same, if not even terribly not the same. It just depends. Some are doing much better than others. And who knows when they have a second heart attack or a second stroke. So this COVID vaccine, to me, the proof that I was right is all over the place. I mean, I've seen 100 articles and 100 studies that prove I'm right, that the COVID vaccine's a killer. And then just the other day, the fact that just yesterday, the fact that it came out that they know about deaths from the COVID vaccine from Pfizer and Moderna, and the CDC did nothing about it and lied and said the opposite, said there were no deaths. And then today you see that Moderna can't even give away their damn vaccine anymore. Nobody wants the booster. I've been saying that for months. Why does no one want the booster? Because everyone knows someone who either died or got very sick. Fact of life. And that's why no one wants the booster. Another big story in the news, and it's a very big one. I told you maybe 3 weeks ago, something like that, a month ago, that there was a Boeing whistleblower, and he just, you know, he told everyone that if I commit suicide, I didn't commit suicide, they killed me. And he committed suicide in his car with a gun in his mouth. And that's how you know he didn't commit suicide. He told everyone, I'm not suicidal, I'm not depressed, and Boeing's going to try and kill me. And if they make it look like a suicide, just understand that I didn't commit suicide. I'm not suicidal. And then he commits suicide. So, you know, again, it's an opinion show. It's my opinion. It's pretty obvious to me Boeing killed off a whistleblower. Today, again, my opinion. I don't know that. Not a fact. Today, Boeing whistleblower Joshua Dean, 45, who accused the supplier of ignoring safety flaws in the 737 MAX production, dies suddenly. Dies suddenly. And that's, actually, the other guy died 2 months ago. I didn't realize that. I thought it was 3 weeks ago, a month ago. It was almost 2 months after the airline's former quality control manager, John Barnett, took his own life. So two whistleblowers are dead within less than 2 months of each other. How about that one? Two whistleblowers are dead. Now, you explain to me how that's possible, unless something funny is going on. And really amazing. Really amazing. Another dead one. Another dead whistleblower. Dead men don't take your company now, do they? Boeing has a lot of problems, but they get a little better when the people who have the proof that you're a criminal are dead. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories from the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. Also, Nick shares his 1-in-a-billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Real Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmnioLife.com. That's AmnioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wayne LaRue, just a little reminder where you find me. You don't have to. People always ask, where do I find your TV shows? Just go to RootForAmerica.com. Matter of fact, I'll do it with you right now. I'm clicking on Root for America. When you go there, there's three tabs at the top. The one on the left, at the very top, the one at the left says Watch Wayne on TV. Then the one in the middle says Listen to Wayne on radio. The one on the right says Listen to Wayne's podcast. And then if you go down just a little bit, underneath my smiling face, again, in a large band, there are three tabs that say, click here to watch and listen to Wayne on TV, on radio, and on podcasts. And you click on any one of them, and it shows you all the ways to listen, or all the ways to watch, or it allows you to watch right from your computer or cell phone right there at Root for America. You can watch my show every night on Real America's Voice, The Root Reaction, right from your phone or your laptop or your desktop. You can watch my Lindell TV phone from right there from Root for America. You can listen to my radio show right there from Root for America. Or you can go, it shows you all the places to go to listen besides RootForAmerica.com. But it makes it simple. Everything's at RootForAmerica.com. Every night, Root Reaction on Real America's Voice TV is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. And then my weekend show is now on Saturdays at noon. That's where it's always been, Saturdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, America's Top 10 Countdown. But it's also on Friday night at 10 p.m., 7 p.m. Pacific. So it's pretty easy. And Liddell's on every afternoon at 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast. Lindell TV. The Wayne L. Root Show. So, easy ways to listen right from the computer or right from RootForAmerica.com. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Goldgate Capital. Goldgate Capital, what are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's on fire. Our border's on fire. Inflation's on fire. World War III is upon us, and the debt is out of control. Got to add that one. The debt is out of control. We're careening towards a total collapse. And this is why everyone is buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And, you know, I work so many hours, it's hard for me to do what I advise you all to do. You know, I like to go buy gold every month, right? But I work so many hours, it's hard to ever find time to get it done and to buy the gold. So, I mean, you say, well, Wayne, just call Goldgate Capital. Of course, I know. I don't even have time to make a phone call. Sometimes I have time to breathe. I just work all day and get ready for these shows. So, you know, I make as many calls as I can to buy as much gold as I can. Central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history again in 2023. And now they're on pace to buy the most gold again. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door inside your IRA. SEP IRA, 401k retirement account, 100% insured. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Only for my fans. If you tell them Wainwright sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Say War or Wayne Alaroot. Get up to $15,000 in free silver. Tell them War sent you. Toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. All right, so some of the big news stories in America today. A poll shows that overwhelmingly Americans say Donald Trump is a strong leader and Joe Biden is a weak leader. This is an Economist YouGov poll published yesterday. They asked respondents to classify Trump and Biden's leadership qualities. A majority of 58% of all adults say Trump is a strong leader. 35% see him as very strong. And conversely, Americans overwhelmingly say Biden's a weak leader. A strong majority, 64%, say Biden is a weak leader. 45% see him as very weak. And that's a 4% increase from March's poll, signaling Americans are further losing confidence in him. So, I mean, you're not going to win the presidency when people think you're weak unless the election's rigged, which it very well may be. But I know that the popular vote will be for Trump, and I know that the electoral vote will be a Trump landslide. The question is whether they can rig it enough, or will they change who's in the driver's seat? A new article I'm going to write, they're either going to get rid of Biden because he's failing. His health is failing so fast and so dramatically. They're hiding him. They're hiding him. Because it's failing so badly. So either they're going to get rid of him by August, by the Democrat convention in August, or they're going to name Michelle Obama as his replacement, right? Or they're going to name Michelle as the vice president. They're going to pay off Kamala, get Michelle in there as VP to get Michelle's energy, but she'll not have the scrutiny as vice president because she needs to avoid scrutiny, if you know what I mean. And all of a sudden, he gets elected, they rig the election, and they have her. And he gets elected, and he drops dead day after the election, or a month after the election. Michelle becomes president without ever running for president. It's another way things may go. I think like Democrats. I am evil, man.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
U.S. USA News Update. This month, former President Trump will address the Libertarian Party's convention in Washington, D.C. That's been confirmed by his campaign. Trump aims to address concerns voiced by its members. In a statement, Trump praised libertarians as some of the most independent and thoughtful thinkers in our country. Pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses. Thursday morning, L.A. police cleared an encampment on UCLA's campus, resulting in the arrest of over 100 people. Columbia University has announced that all classes and finals will be conducted remotely for the remainder of the school year. Southwest Airlines will offer $75 travel vouchers for certain cancellations and delays as mandated by the U.S. Transportation Department following the 2022 holiday meltdown. Passengers can claim a Southwest Love voucher if their flight is canceled or delayed within a week of departure or if they arrive 3 or more hours later than planned. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
We'll be right back.
Jane on the Root. The Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Z-Stack is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Z-Stack, Z-Shield, and Z-Detox are three of the biggest products sold by Z-Stack. Prior to his death, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new products to protect you. And his Z-Stack product is based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But his Z-Shield product addresses dormant viruses such as Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. And now he's got a Z-Detox product developed with real, all-natural ingredients. It may detox your body from harmful toxins that can stay in our tissues and bloodstream. Go to Z-Stack Life right now, ZStackLife.com, and use the promo code WAR for a very special discount just for my fans on the product Z-Stack, Z-Shield, and Z-Detox. That's ZStackLife.com, promo code WAR for a special discount. All right, my guest is here. Pastor Mark Blitz, founder and senior pastor of El Shaddai Ministries in the state of Washington. His website is esm.us, ESM for El Shaddai Ministries, ESM.us. Best-selling author, his new book is America at War, 2024 to 2026, The Sons of Light versus the Sons of Darkness. Pastor Mark Blitz, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Well, thank you so much for having me on your program.
It is my honor, sir. And just so you know, I'm a Messianic Jew, a Jew to Christ as my Savior, if that's of interest to you. So I thought this would be an interesting interview. You're an expert on anti-Semitism, and I, being a Jew, it's a topic that is of special significance to me. Anti-Semitism, obviously, not just on the rise in America, it's actually the highest maybe it's ever been in the history of America. In my six decades of life, I've never seen people running around the street screaming death to Jews and genocide to Israel and river to the sea and death to America. Why do you believe this is happening right now, this massive increase in Jew hatred?
Well, a lot of it has to do with the three stages of jihad. The very first stage is the sword in the hand, where they want to kill the infidel, the non-Muslim. And then the next stage is jihad of the Baath, where they do all these protesting that even like we see going on now. And before that is the jihad of the heart, where they do all the planning. We saw this in 9/11, for heaven's sake, when they went to, you know, Arizona, they were learning how to fly. They were setting the stage, jihad of the heart. And then we see the jihad of the mouth back in 2001, before 9/11, there was all this Palestinian uprising. And then came the jihad of the hand, where they did 9/11. And that's what's going on now. They've been planning this for a long time. We've had terrorists here in the United States that have been planning. And then in the universities, most people don't know, but Pearson Publishing, the number one publishing company in the world out of UK, they are the most anti-Semitic publishing company in the world. And Cutter is the largest shareholder of Pearson Publishing. And they're finding all this anti-Semitism in the college textbooks, in the high school textbooks, in the grade school textbooks. And so we see that Qatar is totally involved in all of this. As a matter of fact, they gave, I don't know how many billion dollars to Cornell. You look up Qatar and all these colleges, the Ivy League, they gave billions of dollars to.
I'm sure Columbia, right? Columbia is the big instigator. I'm sure they gave billions to Columbia.
Did you graduate from Columbia?
I did. I'm a Columbia grad, class of 83, with my classmate Barack Obama.
How in the world has it changed for you?
Well, there's two things. In one way, it hasn't changed at all. In another way, it dramatically changed. In the way it hasn't changed at all, when I was there, you know, I hate to use the word innocent, but I was kind of an innocent kid who loved capitalism and heard from my father from the day I was born, you're going to go to Columbia. You know, you're going to be a nice Jewish boy. You're going to get straight A's. You're going to go to Columbia. And when you go to Columbia, your life is made, because, you know, that's it. You made it. You made it into the Ivy Leagues. And I got there, and I thought that was true. When I get there, I meet a bunch, and my father was a butcher. because I came from a blue-collar, you know, background with no money. So I thought I made it when I got to Columbia. I get there, and all my classmates are super rich, spoiled brats. I call them Lucky Sperm Club. They all had rich parents and powerful parents, and they all hated America. They didn't see it the way my dad saw it or I saw it. They didn't say, oh, my God, you're a butcher's son. You made it. Isn't capitalism great? Isn't America great? Everybody there hated America and talked all day long about how they wanted to take the country down and take capitalism down and make all the rich people poor. And they all bragged they were communists. So it really hasn't changed much at all. It's the same people. But the difference is, Pastor Mark Blitz, one difference. There were no Muslims when I was there. Now they're waving Palestinian flags and wearing, Muslim garb and Palestinian scarves and hijabs. And, you know, there's people mixed in with the really misguided, dysfunctional white rich kids. There's people mixed in who are Muslims that came in through the open border or were given visas to go to college. And they hate America and they hate Jews. Yep. And that wasn't around when I was there. There was no such thing. So in many ways, it's the same. In one way, it's changed dramatically. I never dealt with any Muslims. And we know Muslims have a hatred for Jews and Christians and America and Western civilization. Certainly radical Muslims do. And that's 300 million out of the billion Muslims in the world. So that has been a change. And it's a big mistake to let radical Islam into the United States and into our colleges.
Oh, absolutely. And I have relatives who died in the Holocaust as well, listed in Yad Vashem in Israel. And my goodness, I just can't believe what is going on. And I believe the church is sound asleep. I don't think they have any clue.
Right. They're saying nothing. They're saying absolutely nothing. It's really quite amazing. But let's get on, because this interview goes fast. I want to make sure we get to this big question I have for you. Israel's at war with Gaza, and you say it's not at war with the Palestinians. It's at war with Gaza, and there's a very big difference. What's the distinction?
Well, I think it's interesting that the very word Palestinians comes from the Philistines, which means the invaders. And as you know, Hamas in Hebrew is violence. And I think it's the leadership that are very violent. And of course, the Palestinians, you know, I mean, they do support Hamas. I don't know how much of that is from like the Stockholm Syndrome or not. But I believe they have the whole spirit of Amalek. And we know what Hamas did to Israel on October 7th. And Amalek in Hebrew means a nation that chops off heads. That's what it means.
Wow.
Exactly. And so we're seeing that spirit of Amalek, just like in the book of Esther. You know, they wanted to annihilate the Jews. And I see that same spirit today, that is what we see happening. And they need to be destroyed.
Well, I certainly agree with you. I see it very clearly that it's good versus bad, good versus evil. And the Jews of Israel are the good. It's, you know, I had a guest on my TV show that I taped about an hour ago that's on every night at 10 o'clock on Real America's Voice TV network, 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific, The Root Reaction. And my guest was Barak Lurie, who is a Israeli-born great friend of mine, an attorney in Los Angeles, but Israeli-born. And he said something very interesting today. He said that, you know, when you look at good versus evil, you know, Israel may be, not only is Israel not evil, they may be the most moral country in the world. They're the only army that sends leaflets, you know, drops leaflets that say, get out of this neighborhood, we're about to bomb it. Nobody does that. America doesn't do that. And yet they're being called bad because women and children are dying. Well, why are women and children dying? Because the Hamas fighters are a bunch of cowards, and they hide in churches and schools and hospitals, and they use women and children as human shields. That's not Israel's fault. Israel's the most moral country maybe in the world and the most moral army clearly in the world, and you can't accuse them of bad things because they didn't do anything bad. It's Hamas that's done all the bad, and we're fighting in self-defense. That's the way I see it.
Well, absolutely. I go to Israel every year. I lead big tours to Israel. I'll never forget one time. I think it was back in 2008 or something. But the Hamas, with their stupid Qassam rockets, ruined some of their own power to the Gaza Strip. It went blank. And here, Israel, who pays for the electricity, who is in charge of electricity, there were people there trying to restore the electricity to the Gaza Strip, and Hamas is shooting at them when they're trying to give them power. They have to have concrete barriers to protect them from Hamas, who's shooting at them from Gaza, to give Gaza power. That just shows you how insane it is.
So you say a two-state solution is just never going to work, right? Israel and Palestine next to each other is a two-state solution. Not going to happen.
Never. Never. Even the Bible says so. In Joel, God's going to come against every nation that tries to divide his land. In Zechariah 1, it mentions this vision of these four horns, and their sole purpose is to divide the nation of Israel. That's the quartet from 2001, the U.S., the EU, the UN, and Russia. And then comes these four carpenters who are going to terrorize, literally in Hebrew it says terrorize, those four entities that are trying to divide the land of Israel. So all that is going to do is bring terror, and I'm telling you, terror is going to come to America. We're going to see suicide bombers blowing themselves up at gas stations, grocery stores, and bridges this year.
Well, I'm just, you know what I'm shocked about? Because I've been predicting this for, you know, for years since Obama opened the border. And again, even stronger, I've been predicting it since Biden stole the election, obviously, yeah. Clearly rigged and stole the election. And since he's been in office, I predicted it. I'm shocked we haven't seen it yet. I don't know what they're waiting for, because I know they're all here. So do you have any idea what they're waiting for, Pastor?
Well, it goes back to the jihad of the mouth. We're at that stage right now with all the protests, and the jihad of the sword is coming. But, you know, for Israel, civilian casualties are always a tragedy. But for Hamas, civilian casualties are the strategy.
That's what they aim for, exactly. They had maps of elementary schools when they landed in Israel, when they ran over that, you know, that border or flew over the border in the parachutes. They were aiming for elementary schools to murder children. It's unbelievable. And then they think Israel's bad because they bomb Hamas headquarters. It happens to be in a school or in a hospital. Hey, Pastor, we got to run. Pastor Mark Blitz, he is a best-selling author. His new book is America at War, 2024 to 2026, The Sons of Light versus the Sons of Darkness. Pastor Mark Blitz, thank you, and God bless you. Wayne Allyn-Root, I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn-Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them War sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or anytime in the future. That's why I've teamed with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality, freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at warbeef.com. You know there's an attack on our food supply, our farms. Food production facilities are exploding. Supply chain failing. Food price insane. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At warbeef.com, you'll only get one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Start now. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Score Blue, is the sponsor of this segment of the show because even conservatives love to score. If you're looking to get the best ED pill of all time, listen up. It's a new little blue pill, but it's much better than the original Viagra because the cost is insanely low. Just $5 per pill rather than the $90 they charge for the original Viagra. And it's available exclusively from our sponsor, ScoreBlue.com, the number one rated online ED service in the country. No one else has permission to sell it, only ScoreBlue. And instead of buying your Viagra from a liberal woke company, ScoreBlue is owned by one of my best friends, who is a huge conservative MAGA supporter. So you're spending your money with a true blue patriot. By the way, I always thought all generic Viagra pills were the same. It turns out they are not. There are two kinds. The cheap, weak, crappy generic Viagra that you see sold pretty much everywhere nowadays, radio and TV and online. And the only authorized generic Viagra in the world, made by the same company that makes the real Viagra, made in the same factory, made with the same formula. It's the exact same everything, except, of course, it's $5 per pill instead of $90. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, and you're buying from a company run by a conservative MAGA patriot friend of Wayne Allyn Root, go to scoreblue.com. Because even conservatives love to score. Enter promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root at checkout and get 20% off your first order. ScoreBlue.com. ScoreBlue.com. All right. Hey, I got a letter from a fan. I want to read it to you because it's a good letter. Good afternoon, Wayne Root. My name is Mark. I won't give his last name. Mark C. Love your show. It just came in moments ago. Love your show. But that's besides the point. My concern is that these so-called pro-terrorist and destroy America protesters will have jobs when they leave college. And God forbid they get political jobs. If we think it's bad now, it will be a million times worse when that happens. Sincerely, Mark. And so, you know, what you're saying, Mark, I got to tell you, nothing has really changed. As I basically said in my interview with that pastor, Mark Blitz, moments ago. When I went to Columbia, everybody there hated America. And they cheered when they thought Reagan was dead. When Reagan was shot, a kid ran into the classroom and basically said, Reagan's been assassinated, the president's been assassinated. And everybody thought that meant he was dead. It was an assassination attempt. It wasn't an assassination. But the kid must have mixed up what he saw in the news, or he heard an early report that Reagan was dead, or it was wishful thinking. Whatever the reason, he made it appear Reagan was dead. My crowd of political science students stood up and gave a standing ovation at Reagan's death. That's what I dealt with at Columbia. Everybody said they were communists. They bragged being a communist, socialist, Marxist. And all of them wound up being in Obama's administration. They all grew up. Remember, Obama graduated alongside me as Columbia class of 83 graduate. And so all these kids knew Obama, and I guess, and they went with him in the Obama administration. And we had people running the country who cheered for the death of Reagan. We had people running the country who bragged they were communists to me back in college days. People don't change. Whatever you are in college, you are for life. So believe me, it's no worse than now, unless, you know, what you're saying is, what did I say to Mark Blitz, Pastor Mark Blitz? I said, in many ways, it hasn't changed. Columbia's exactly the same. And then I said, in many ways, it did change, because now you see all these people with the Muslim scarves and the hijabs and the Muslim, clothing and Palestinian flags, and you never saw any of that when I went to college. It was no such thing. I mean, everyone at Columbia was white when I went to college. There were a few black kids, and Obama was, I guess, one of them. I never saw him, but I guess he was one of them. And pretty much everybody else was white, and like 50% of the school was Jewish. And so there weren't any Palestinian flags, and people didn't wear Palestinian scarves, and nobody spoke Islamic languages. Nobody was from Islamic countries. I never met an Islamic person in my life. So certainly the color of Colombia and the race of Colombia and the religion of Colombia have changed a bit. But the people are the same radical communists as they always were. Just a few of them have a little darker skin and they don't come from America. So would that be worse? Sure. But not much worse. It can't get much worse than Obama and his buddies who were already president. And guess who's president now, in my opinion? Obama and their buddies. Obama and his buddies. That's who's president right now. You know, this is the third term of Obama. He's running the show, not Biden. So you've already got a guy who grew up in a Muslim country and was raised Muslim, Barack Obama. And for the people who go, ooh, what did Wayne just say? Let's assume Obama told the truth and he was born in Honolulu. I've always assumed he was born in Honolulu. Honolulu, Hawaii. Okay, let's assume he's telling the truth. But it's a fact. His mother married a Muslim from Indonesia, the world's biggest Muslim nation, and they moved to Indonesia, and he was raised in Indonesia and attended madrasas, Muslim schools in Indonesia. So whether Obama is an American and born in America or not, whether that debate is going on or not, let's not even get involved in it. I never have. In my whole life, I've never questioned where Obama was born. I don't care. But he was raised in a Muslim country and therefore raised to hate Jews. And what did Alan Dershowitz say recently, the greatest lawyer in America who voted for Obama twice and considered himself a huge loyal Democrat? He said, Obama hates Jews. He's hated Jews all along. I'm disgusted by Barack Obama. He's despicable. He's responsible for all the anti-Semitism in America. That's what Dershowitz said. I couldn't have said it better. Thank you, Alan. Welcome to Wayne's World. So it doesn't get any better than any worse than Barack Obama. It gets lots better. It doesn't get any worse than Obama, but the people of Columbia now, yes, are frightening if they ever get in the workforce. If they ever do. I'm Wayne Allyn. We'll be right back. Linda.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com. including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.